B-Pod Studios.
We'll get to one of those takes in a second, but as of right now, how about all the takes with our friend Pat Egan? Patrick, good morning!
Hello. Hi, Pat.
Let me just say that I always like how up until the moment I say hi, Pat, good morning, you're still typing up this segment that you're aware of.
Sometimes while we're in the middle of the segment, he's typing up what he's doing.
What's on your mind today, Patrick?
Well, we'll start out in a local story, actually. Oh. Buying a house. All right, it's tough.
Love it.
Taxes, home improvements, school districts.
You just can't look at all that fine print numbers. That's fake stuff.
Yeah, and then you got to worry about, are the people who are selling you the house freaks? Jamie just found this out when the people who was selling him a house turned out to be savage pizza haters. It was appalling.
Can confirm.
So it was too late for Jamie. He currently, you know, was going through closing, and now he's searching for bodies being in the walls. But Jamie, you're normal. What happens when fellow freaks find out about a freak pad that just hit the market? And that's what happened in Broomall, where a house went on the market and was listed as is. And it was written as is because it came with a, quote, boom boom room.
Oh, right.
That's right. Hit the sex music, Jamie. But the house sold quickly, over asking price. Now, the house was listed at $325,000. It went for $350,000 after a bidding war started. The realtor had to close off the open house.
Wow.
Because I think she showed it to 50 plus people in 2 days.
I like that you actually had sexy music ready to go for this.
Yeah.
I know it's our stock standard sexy music, but I'm just saying, I just like how you had it produced and ready to go.
You don't want to build a boom boom room.
Right.
You just want to inherit somebody else's dirty used boom boom room. So I can understand why the demand was there.
Well, I told you, I got the from the previous owners, the ghost sex swing.
Yeah.
You got the outdoor shower and the ghost sex swing.
I feel like this, yours, you know, probably pales in comparison to the boom boom room.
Well, actually, ours is a remnant of a sex swing.
It's kind of a tie-in with that real quick, but if you go to our Twitter account at 975Mornings, you can see a picture of the boom boom room. Look.
Nice.
The fact that people are into it, all right? The couple that bought the house said, quote, "We hate pizza, but we love a sexy room." "We struck out about a year ago trying to buy a house with a ghost sex swing, and now we get a boom boom room. God works in mysterious ways."
Amen.
Do you remember the house in Montgomery County last year?
It was like the main line. It was like two years ago.
It was like an orgy palace.
It went mega viral.
It was the same thing. It was like they had to close off the open house because there were too many people that wanted to look at it and buy it. And I think it went for over asking price.
Or just look at it.
I think it was in Abington, actually, now that
I think about it. Yeah, I think it was that area.
Yeah. So anyway, head on over to Twitter account. You can see the sex room.
Okay. Thank you.
Well, Mark, you got your wish about 2 weeks ago when the Sixers didn't hire Tyronn Lue, but instead chose Doc Rivers. Well, even though you didn't want Lue.
Correct.
Other people shockingly did. He agreed to a 5-year deal yesterday to become the head coach of the Clippers.
Yeah.
He ironically takes over for Doc Rivers.
And that's fine. He just was the worst fit imaginable for the 76ers. And they got a thousand better.
What? D'Antoni was a worse fit.
Absolutely not. At least he was the head coach. Tyronn Lue was basically the assistant to LeBron James. Now, when you look at a guy like Doc Rivers, they've won me over. Doc Rivers is the perfect hire to have. Absolutely perfect hire. Good luck to Ty Lue. Just don't, face the Sixers in the finals or anything.
And they made another hire yesterday to the Sixers.
Why are you talking like you just?
I was waiting for you to go. No, don't say it.
No, you can. Okay. It's been said
say
in my
anyway.
It's
Dave,
been said in literally every one of my updates.
I thought you were going to expand on it in this section.
But apparently you're not.
Okay,
I will.
Dave Yeager's a really good hire for the Sixers.
Dave Yeager is a wonderful hire.
Yeah,
for the
really
Sixers.
Good defensive mind. I told you the story earlier that Greg Foster and I, who used to be an assistant with the Sixers, we were walking in the hallways of Memphis, and I was going to talk to Yeager. And he's like, dude, he has one of the best NBA minds out there. And it was the first time I ever heard somebody talk glowingly about Dave Yeager. And then I kind of followed up on it. And yeah, he is so well respected in the league. Sixers are doing really good in this offseason getting basketball people.
In a previous interview done months ago, if I'm not mistaken, or no, 2 years ago, Doc Rivers, I believe, referred to him as quirky. He's a quirky offensive mind. Dave Yeager.
Good.
And defensive
they could use
mind.
That, yeah.
Like, they need somebody to think outside the box a little bit. And he's got experience with two bigs.
Yeah, and the
Marc
Grizzlies.
Gasol and Zach Randolph.
Yeah, because he coached the Grizzlies and the Kings. I got to give credit to Devon Givens, who you can hear tonight, actually, with Jamie Lynch on Draft Line.
Yeah, Draft Line, 6 and 7
p.m. Just hitting all the bases. Devon was the first guy I heard mention Dave Yeager in terms of, hey, dark horse candidate for the Sixers head coaching job.
Yeah, he wanted him as head coach.
And he was championing Dave Yeager from Jump Street. And I know a lot of people like Bob are hopping on the Dave Yeager bandwagon all of a sudden, you know, hopping on Devon's coattails.
Wow.
This guy,
Pat Egan.
I gotta
put some respect on Bob's name.
I gotta prop somebody up and put somebody down.
This is where you and I have to go see
these hoes ain't loyal, Bob.
Yes.
So credit to Devon.
Yeah, right, whatever.
I don't even know where to go to that.
Yeah.
Lou has his hands full though, because the star of the team, Kawhi Leonard, the vets on the team like Patrick Beverly and Lou Williams were kind of pissed off of the preferential treatment that Kawhi got. For instance, he was taking games off for quote load management, and also the fact that he was allowed to live in San Diego, which often made him late for the team flights. But the players are reportedly happy to have Lou staying in LA, as he has experience with big egos, sure, having coached LeBron James in Cleveland. But yeah, it wasn't the best fit for Kawhi just heading over to LA. He wasn't really well liked.
The players on the team were aware of Kawhi Leonard's career, right?
What it do, baby?
I don't even mean like how good he is at basketball. I mean that load management has always been a thing.
Yeah, to him, a 60-game season is what an 82-game season is.
Yeah, I really worked hard this year. I played 60 games.
Possible degenerative hip issue.
Like, yeah, I don't. Yeah,
I'll take Kawhi Leonard and his 60 games on my team any day.
Yeah, I'll happily take
that. He's really personable, though. I mean, if you've ever heard an interview with him.
As soon as you plug him in and get him to full charge, his personality's off the rails.
As soon as you ask him about his Chevy Trailblazer, man, he is just all in on that.
Or was it
Ford Explorer? Whatever it was.
I think it was a Ford.
Ford Explorer that you go to Walmart with? Whatever.
Did you ever hear the rumor about when they would go out for team dinners? Now, this isn't true, but it was hilarious.
You mean the thing that I just said?
Yeah. Do you guys know the backstory of that?
Wow.
The backstory?
That they would go out to team dinners and, like, these Kawhi rumors started. Yeah. And instead of getting, like, the awesome steakhouse dinner, he would just bring a bag of apples and eat them core included.
Yes, exactly.
Just say apple time?
Yeah. I understood your path.
I didn't know if everybody... You know, I'm educating the masses.
No, because sometimes the apple time thing goes over people's heads, so we need to explain that Kawhi Leonard just eat a bag of apples.
Devon would have gotten it.
At a steakhouse.
I don't mean to burst your bubble, guys, but that whole thing was a joke, though.
No, stop it.
No, it's real. Apple time.
You know what is real, though?
Yeah, I know it's real.
The mental image that I get, that's very real. Over the fake story, the mental image, it's real.
Oh, me too. Him just grabbing a bag of apples at Ruth Chris and going like this with his hands.
I'm
and
good
saying,
on the
apple time, apple time.
Apple time, apple time.
Would he have wine? Would he have wine with anyone?
What wine do I pair with an apple with Granny Smith? Also, Daryl Morey stepped down as GM of the Rockets. What's your interest level?
So, how do they make it? First off, my interest level's high. I'd love to see Daryl Morey here. I'd love to see him as that president of basketball operations, whatever it might be. I just don't know how they make it work. I'd love to see Daryl Morey, ain't the question. But how do they make it work right now? My answer to it is just like you would for anybody that's talented in basketball. You get talent and you make it work. If you can get talent for your front office like Daryl Morey, you make it work.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. And it piques my interest, too. I wonder if this ownership group is like, no, we have to stay as far away from Sam Hinkie as we possibly can.
And that's how I think that
Hinkie
they think.
Hinkie being a disciple.
So something I was reading last night said Daryl Morey was always prohibited from tanking in Houston. That was never allowed there. So they thought, one, that he's going to end up on the East Coast, but two, he might actually want to go to a franchise that will allow the full tank. Much like Hinkie did.
Oh, wow.
He might want to strip it down and start from the bare bones.
I'm out. No thanks, then.
So, if that's the case, that's not here. But, like, maybe someplace like the Knicks.
Yeah. But they kind of just went all in. I don't know.
All in on what?
On the Knicks? The Knicks always go all in on their hiring.
No, I mean, I'm talking about...
Yeah, I know. I'm just trying to think of, like, it's not going to be the Nets. It's not going to be the Bucks.
No, not all in with players.
So, we'll see. But apparently, he might want to tank.
Yeah, I wonder, can you pair him with a Leon Rose after you just hired him to be, you know, they went World Wide West and Leon Rose. Are they going to bring in
If you bring in Morey and have those two, that's a triumvirate of power.
Yeah, I'm out on tanking.
Yeah.
Any form of tanking ever again, probably, I'm out for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
I gave him my 4 years.
Yeah, we're good.
Yeah, we're fine. Future generations can't speak for you.
I gave it my 4 years.
What do you got?
Like you just did a tour in the Peace Corps. we talked to Adam Schefter on Wednesday about the interest level in Le'Veon Bell and the Eagles. Well, cross him off the list. the fool chose to sign with the Kansas City Chiefs.
What because, an idiot.
Quote, no, it gets better. Quote, he wants to win a Super Bowl.
Oh,
good luck, buddy. Only an idiot picks the Chiefs right now over the 1-3-1 Eagles.
When I saw that happen, my take on it was, yeah, I'd like to play for the Chiefs, too, as a matter of fact. I'm available. Like, whenever they talk about, like, head coach, this guy's available for to be a head coach, or this guy said, you know, he's interested in being the... Remember Dawn Staley? Dawn Staley is interested in being the Sixers' next head coach. That's not a story. Like, I'm interested in being the Sixers' next head coach. You know what I mean? I'm interested in playing for the Kansas City Chiefs. As you said, Bob, I think earlier, the rich got richer.
Yeah, it's interesting. You know what? I can't believe that Le'Veon Bell is going through this already, and he's only 28 years old.
Is he really only 28?
Yeah, 28.
I
realize, yeah, 28.
I mean, like, this is something that a 32-year-old former really good running back goes through. I think he's got some years left.
Oh, he absolutely
definitely
does.
And he sat out a year. Yeah, like, he saved his body for a whole year.
Yeah, these are all points we made yesterday. Pat, maybe you listened to our show.
Yeah, but he didn't sign yesterday.
Oh, that's a good point.
Mark, maybe you don't watch sports.
What else you got?
All right, I don't think I'm breaking any news here. Pro athletes, they cheat on their wives.
What?
I know. Now, there's something
some
about...
Do.
There,
some
do. Some.
You can't, yeah.
You're right. I can't lump every single pro athlete, a lot of them.
Yeah, more on that later, but go ahead.
There's, all radio producers live in the mom's basement.
That is accurate. And that's why it's such a big deal that you managed to get out. There's something about a pro athlete's bank account that has women ready to sleep with guys that look like Shrek.
Yeah, there's money in it.
Channing Crowder is one of those guys. Now, a man with immense talent, but a guy who got beat with the ugly stick. He was a former Dolphin, obviously, and Crowder joined the, quote, I Am the Athlete podcast with former teammates Chad Johnson and Brandon Marshall, as well as Jaguars legend Fred Taylor. He gave away the secrets on how he got laid and how you do get laid if you're a pro athlete, including in cities like Buffalo.
You still ain't talking about they on the road, they ain't with their wife. They still getting sex if they on the road. Y'all ain't got no game, Fred. If you ain't getting no sex on the road, you ain't got no game.
I'm drinking. I ain't got nothing to do with that conversation.
It's women sitting outside the hotel. All you got to do is go upstairs and come back down.
Oh, Fred, that happened for
you? I went on the mind of dog.
Yeah,
I played for the Jaguars, man. We was sorry. Ain't nobody waiting
y'all
for us.
Y'all was sorry like that. The Dolphin was terrible. But I could always sneak downstairs by that bar and find me somebody smiling. Think about this, fellas. When y'all walked in the visiting team hotel, y'all saw the fans lined up behind the little ropes, right? And behind them were another row of people. Y'all ain't never looked behind that second row to them girls sitting back there with them skirts on.
I never really
that was
looked.
Smiling.
Yeah, but what you going to do?
We got
security guards on every floor.
I would sprint upstairs to get my bag in the room and sprint straight downstairs.
What the?
Every away game I ever played in, I would find a strip club in the area, and we go to the strip club. When we went to Buffalo, we go over to Toronto, because Buffalo got garbage strip clubs. We go to Toronto, and it's
just
a strip
go until
club
10 o'clock?
In Toronto.
I think so.
They got red lights around the top and got a massage parlor and a wing spot. So think about that. Strip club, massage parlor, wing stop, all in the same little cortex. That's why we never beat Buffalo Bills, because we were partying.
All right.
Bob. Wait, does that it? Well, there's not more?
Well, in response
I
to...
I buckled up for another 20 minutes.
Thanks for listening, everybody. Talk to you Monday.
In response to Crowder's comments, his former teammates came together and made a public statement. This one's shorter.
I don't hang out with him. I work with him, and that's it. I tried to introduce him to a few nice people. He made a fool of himself.
Right.
I don't mess with him, baby.
There
that's
we go.
Not me.
There we go.
Is that better?
I'm 40-year-old virgin, ladies and gentlemen, for those who don't get the reference.
Thanks, Bob.
Yeah, that's great. What else you got?
That's all that takes.
By the way...
Oh!
By the way... wait, hold on. No birthdays?
Happy birthday, Bryce Harper. That's all that takes.
Yeah, Bryce Harper's birthday.
Come on, keep going.
That's all I got, Bob. Nothing
Come
happened
on,
today.
Birthdays.
In history.
Nothing
in
today.
1923, the Walt Disney Company was founded.
See, it's what's not
that,
all of it.
What's that have to do with
the
sports?
The happiest place on earth, Pat.
What's that have to do with sports?
Everything.
Disney. They own ESPN.
Where did NBA just play their bubble?
Yeah.
God, do you even know sports, Pat?
Do you even watch sports?
Wow. Geez.
And that.
No, it's no, no.
Give me something in history.
There was nothing that I saw.
Nothing monumental in
1793, Marie Antoinette was beheaded.
Yeah, I was. Guillotine.
Seriously?
She got the guillotine.
Yeah. That's big. Let them eat cake. Can't eat cake with your heads cut off.
hey, too soon.
Oscar Wilde was born.
Too soon. You miss Oscar Wilde, you jerk.
Oh, yeah. Right. So, my bad. Because I'm so cultured.
And that is a little thing.
It's all the things.
All right, thank you, Patrick. I
no
appreciate
problem.
It. Wow, we covered a lot there. A lot of sex talk in that. A lot of
1958, the Camino, Chevy Camino was
segment's done.
Introduced.
The segment's over. Time with the Fanatic is 8:49.
Yeah, I don't think so. I think we're not going to do that quite yet.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.